This is Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper. John, I would like you to address how we're to cultivate boldness in our conversations with unbelievers at work, even people we meet in stores or on planes, wherever we go in everyday life. I find that people are so surprised when you mention God in a casual conversation. It seems like not many people must be doing it, and I know I don't do it enough. But do you have suggestions for how to break that cone of silence?
Well, I think the key is getting to know God really, really well so that He is your most close friend and a reality in your life that is not marginal. I think if we feel it's marginal, we're going to feel awkward because we know they're going to feel it's marginal. But if we feel Christ is the most essential thing to my life on this airplane right now, then it'll flow more naturally. I sat beside a lady 2 days ago on the plane coming back from Chicago and found out she's 89 years old. And she's on her way to the Philippines. And I reached into my briefcase and pulled out a copy of A Passion for Jesus Christ, and I said to her, may I give you a gift? This is the way I do it. It's one of the ways I do it. I said, can I give you a gift? And she looked kind of surprised. And I held the book up and I said, I wrote this book. I'm a Christian. And she said, oh, I am too. Now, I don't know what kind of Christian she was, but I said, well, that makes me very glad. I know you've got a long ride from Minneapolis to Tokyo to Manila, and I just thought maybe you would enjoy reading this book about Jesus. And we talked a little longer about Jesus. Now, I think I did that because I prayed early in the morning, like I always do when I travel, make me a blessing to as many people as I can. I have lots of work to do on the plane. I can't talk all the time. I got work to do. I got to get ready for this thing I'm going to or whatever, but there they are sitting beside me. I've got my books in there. I've got my little Quest for Joy track, whatever seems appropriate here, Lord, help me. But that, Bob, that grows out of He's my life. He's just my life. It's not like here's a little thing you're supposed to do, but rather He is the life. He's holding this plane in the air. He's providing the oxygen. He's governing the sky. He is the one who created this person. He is the most relevant reality in this person's life, whether they know it or not. So I think the battle has to be fought not mainly at technique or strategy, but how absolutely real and relevant and precious is Jesus Christ to me now?
Yeah, living out the truth of that little phrase, witness is not just what we do, it's who we are.
Yeah, yeah.
Ask Pastor John is a podcast of Desiring God. If someone passed this along to you, sign up and receive them yourself and explore more questions today at desiringgod.org.